first words out of his mouth was, I'm here to cut more trees.
Did he tell you which trees he wanted to cut?
A house-sitting son was on the case.
I said, do not do anything until you hear from me.
But there was no stopping this eager gardener.
I happened to look out and I said, oh my God, he's cut the trees down. I said, what did you do? I told you to wait.
You didn't wait.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. John McKibben and his mother, Pong, are suing their neighbor's brother, Dwight McGill, for trespassing, vandalism, and damaged property.
Order. All rise. Case number 525 on the calendar in the matter of McKibben versus McGill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. McKibben, this is your...
My mother.
Do you live in the same house together with your mom?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you lived in the house?
For about a year and a half.
And how long has your mom been there?
She's been here 26 years, I think, when the house was built.
This is your claim. Your claim is that Mr. McGill cut down trees in the backyard that you did not want cut down. You didn't direct him to cut down, ruin the landscape of the property in the back. You want to be compensated in the amount of $5,000. Mr. McGill says he actually had an arrangement with your mother to cut down those trees, and you owe him $1,000. For the labor in cutting down those trees. What is your business, Mr. McGill?
Mostly, I work for a labor pool. Does labor work for people for company and they contract me out of my basic work.
So you're a day laborer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First, would you go over, Mr. McGibben, and show me which trees were cut down? From the top picture.
It's these two Yoshino cherry trees right here, the big ones that you see here.
Okay, and the trees look healthy?
Yes, very healthy.
What kind of trees were they, sir?
I really didn't know, but...
You don't know? That's not your business?
Yes.
You don't know? And is that how the backyard looks now with the trees cut?
Yes.
And when was that photograph taken?
That was probably right after the incident in September last year.
Okay. Have a seat. I'd like you to tell me, Mr. McGill, on what date you were commissioned to take down those trees?
The 10th month, probably about the 20th.
October 20th of 2017?
Yes, ma'am.
Who did you speak to?
I was approached by his mother. I was cutting trees down at my brother's house. She came in and approached me and said, could you cut these trees down?
Cut which trees down?
Could you cut these two trees down right here? And before I could cut them trees down, I have to cut two other trees down because, see, they have bushes and everything in front of them trees from his yard to my yard. So I had to cut these other two trees down to pull them out of the way to get to them trees right there. So after I cut these two trees right here...
Do you have a photograph of the two trees that you told her that you had to cut down?
Yes, I got the two trees that I had to cut down right here.
I'd like to see. And when did you take photographs of those trees?
I took photographs of these trees right here probably about 2 weeks ago.
Well, they were already cut down.
No, them are the ones I cut down first.
But they were dead trees.
She had brush and everything on this one right here, too. He had brush in front of all of this. I had to cut all of this brush down. I cut the brush down for them free. And I cut the brush of the trees down, and I charged them $200 for it. They gave me the first payment.
No. Just a second. I'm asking you, Mrs. McGibben.
Yes?
What arrangement did you make with him?
I told him first I'm cut two trees. Now there.
Did he give you a price for cutting those two trees?
Yeah, $200.
I have the checks here.
Did you pay him the $200?
Oh, he said $100 deposit. After he won another $100. So we just clear everything there. Two payments.
You made two payments to him of $100 each?
Yeah.
For clearing the brush and cutting down two trees?
Yes. Yeah.
Those were wax myrtle trees we wanted cut on the property. We're right between his brother's property and our property. We commissioned him to do that on the 4th and 5th of September. We paid him a 50% deposit to start the job, and he finished the job on September 5th, where we have a check here showing final payment tree removal. So he did a two-day job of removing wax myrtle trees.
Right. Now, tell me about this other tree job that decimated the backyard.
Okay. Well, after the 4th and 5th of September, where we completed the job, 9 days later, my parents, they went to Korea for a four-month trip. And they left me to watch the house while they were away. And then, well, exactly a week later, I heard the doorbell ring, and I just walked outside, and it was Dwight McGill there. And first words out of his mouth was, "I'm here to cut more trees." I looked at him and said, "Wait a second, whoa, whoa, whoa." I said, "I know nothing about this. My parents are over in Korea right now. I need to contact them first to verify what you're saying." And I said to him, "Wait till I hear back from them. Since they're in Korea, it's going to take about a day or two for them to respond back to me because of emails, and they were just going to..."
When he said, "I'm here to cut more trees," did he tell you which trees he wanted to cut?
He was kind of vague about everything, and I wasn't going to listen to him because I only listened to my parents. They're okay. The property
owner. So you had to find out from your parents whether they had made, yes, an additional arrangement with him.
Correct.
Okay. And when your parents left for Korea, sir, leaving you in charge of the house, did they give you any house instructions?
The only thing, I had to just keep up with the bills, and the only thing as far as landscaping was every other Friday they have the lawnmowers come by or the leaf blowers, and I was only to pay their regular fee for that.
Okay, but other than those two things, your parents never discussed with you before they left that additional landscaping or any other work was to be done on the house?
No, not at all. Dwight surprised me completely.
Okay, so you told him to wait.
I told him to wait, and then I asked him, could I please have his phone number? He said to me at that point, "I gave my number to your mom," and I said, "Well, I don't have it. Please give it to me again." And then he started walking away and said, "I forgot it." So I was kind of perplexed at that moment. And I said, for about the fifth time, I said, "Well, whatever. Do not do anything until you hear from me."
Okay, that's clear.
Right. The next day on the 22nd, about 1 p.m. after the lawnmower guys came by, I left the property after 1 p.m. And I didn't return back that Friday night until after about 9-ish. And I think when I was in the kitchen, I happened to look out through the blinds. It was dark outside. And I said, "Oh, my God, he's cut the trees down." The next morning, I get a call from Korea from my parents. I answered the phone and I said, "Mom, Dad, did you guys want any trees cut?" And they said, "No." And I said, "Well, I hate to say this, but yesterday, Dwight McGill came onto your property without my permission, and he cut down Mom's favorite trees." At that point, after talking with my parents, I hang up the phone, walk outside. He's dragging away.
Who's he?
Dwight McGill. He's dragging away branches into his brother's property. And I said, I was so upset. I said to him, I said, "What did you do? I told you to wait." And I said, you know, you just cut the trees.
Yeah. All right, Mr. McGill, now I'll hear you, sir.
Yes, okay. When I went over there, I knocked on his door, and I said, "I'm going to finish off the contract that your mother wanted me to cut the trees down." Before I asked her to cut the trees down, she is Korean. My brother speaks fluent and clear. He came up there and talked to her and asked her exactly what she wanted to cut down. 2 weeks after I got finished, I went to finish off my brother's stuff. I knocked on the door, I told him, I said, "I'm going to cut the trees down." He said, "I'm going to call my mom." I'm thinking that his mom's at the Brulee Parley or something like that. I did not know she was in Korea.
No, I'm going to, just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
He said he knew nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I don't know anything about it. I'm going to call my mom."
Yes, ma'am.
Did he ever get back to you?
No, he never got back to me.
Right. So, just a second. He never got back to you.
I told him that...
The question is, he never got back to you. He said, "I have to ask my mom."
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor. So, can I continue?
Yeah.
So I told him, "I'll wait a couple of hours for you to call your mom." And I went back, did some work at my brother's. I goes and I cuts the tree down. It's turned about dark time. I looks up the next morning. All the trees are still in the yard and everything. He looks at me. He don't say nothing to me. When I started cutting the rest of the tree down...
Just a minute. Why did you go and cut the tree down? Why didn't you wait until you spoke to him?
Because his mother told me to cut the tree down.
No. No, Mr. McGill. No, sir. The person she left in charge of the house, her son, said, "Wait, I have to call my mother." And you didn't wait. The person, the agent that was left in charge of the property, told you to do nothing. until you heard from him. That's what he in effect said, and you got it. You understood it. There's no question you understood. He said, I have to ask my mother.
But, Your Honor, I said to him, if you don't get in touch with me, I'm going to go cut the trees down here.
Oh, then you're ridiculous. Then there's something wrong with you. Then there's something wrong with you, Mr. McGill. Judgment for the plaintiff. You ruined their backyard. $5,000. Your counterclaim is dismissed for the work that you did. We're done. Outrageous.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He didn't know what the difference between a wax myrtle and a Yoshino cherry tree was.
How did I just come up and wake up in the morning to cut a tree down that I ain't supposed to cut a tree down?
So he didn't know his trees, and I told him to wait, and he did not.
I would just not just go on the lady's property and cut a tree down for nothing.
Listen to me like a little child. I told him several times to wait.
And all of his movement, he looked right at me when I cut the tree down and didn't say nothing to me at all.
I'm glad we took it to Judge Judy's court, because dealing with them one-on-one, we were never going to see justice.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Beerhouse versus Urban. Step forward.
Donna Beerhouse is suing her ex-boyfriend, Timothy Urban, for slashing the tires and scratching the side of her truck.
Ms. Beerhouse, the case is a simple one. It is your claim that the defendant, who was an ex-boyfriend of yours, slashed your tires on your truck.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
He vandalized your car. And when did he do that?
January 5th, 2018.
Tell me the circumstances.
Okay, he showed up early in the morning, and I'm dating a new boyfriend now. He got upset that he's seen me with my new boyfriend.
Okay. Were you living together?
No, we wasn't.
Had you ever lived together?
Yeah, years before, yeah.
Well, from when to when did you live together?
Oh, my gosh, I've known him for 10 years at least.
Of those 10 years, did you live together?
Yes, we have.
During that whole period of time?
Yes, we did. It was always off and on, like...
Okay, so it wasn't steady.
Right.
Do you work?
Yes, I'm a bartender.
Do you work?
Part-time. I did SSI.
And when did you and the defendant break up?
Last year, around October or something.
So you were not living together?
No, we wasn't.
This incident happened in January of 2018. Did it happen at your home?
Yes, it did.
What time?
I was taking my new boyfriend to work. It was like 8:30 in the morning.
What were you doing at the plaintiff's house at 8:30 in the morning?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was leaving to take my new boyfriend to work, and I drove off, and after I came back, all my tires were slashed.
And you didn't see what happened, but this person allegedly did, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, stand up.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Donna Beerhouse says ex-boyfriend Timothy Urban slashed the tires and scratched the side of her truck.
Now, what were you doing at the plaintiff's house at 8:30 in the morning?
I was trying to get my car. I had a car out in front of her house, and I was staying there. She said it was all right for me because our relationship, you know, we both knew it was ending because I go in and out of prison so much. That's why it was just part-time. I was over there to get my car. I went to go get my car. I brought a battery. When I tried to get in the house, she wouldn't let me in the house.
Just a second. You brought a battery because your car was there not running?
Yeah. I was trying to get it running.
How long before had you left the car there?
It was there for about maybe 30 days. I was trying to get it running so I'd have a way to get it running. All right.
Car was there for 30 days, and you were bringing a battery. Had you purchased the battery?
No, I got it from one of my friends.
What's the friend's name?
Bert. He lives next door to my mom.
When did Bert give you the battery?
That weekend, because I stayed the weekend at my mom's.
Did he give it to you for free, or did you pay him for it?
He gave it to me for free.
Had it been in one of his cars, or was it a spare?
It was just a spare on his porch.
So you didn't know whether it worked or not?
No, ma'am.
So you had no idea when you went over to her house at 8:30 in the morning whether the battery was going to work to start the car that you had abandoned there 30 days before.
No, ma'am. I didn't know.
And the battery was in your hand?
No, it was sitting on a piece of wood by the car.
How did you get to her house?
From Bert, my friend, the guy that gave me the battery. He dropped me off over there.
So Bert drove you to her house?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
And dropped you off there with a battery?
Yes, ma'am.
That he didn't wait to see if you...
No, ma'am, he didn't.
He didn't wait to see
no,
if it worked or not, and he just left you there?
Yes, ma'am.
When you left the plaintiff's house, you saw another male there?
Yeah.
And did you know that male's name?
I didn't know. No, I didn't know who it was. I didn't see him. I heard him.
So you heard that there was a male voice inside the house?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were close enough to the house to hear a male voice?
Yeah.
Where was the battery?
Out by my car on the ground on a piece of wood. I needed jumper cables to probably just jump the battery or whatever. I knocked on the door and...
Just a second. I'm trying to figure out why didn't you just put the battery in the car?
Because that's not all it needed. I was going to, but there was other little things I needed to do. I needed to put a new end on the battery, the cable that goes on the battery.
Well, then how did you expect to get back to your mother's house?
I was going to get the car running. I was there to get the car running.
You just told me you didn't have other parts that you needed to get the car running.
No, I said I needed to put them on there.
Well, why didn't you do that? You weren't with her anymore. You weren't living together. Well, so why didn't you start working on the car? What did you go to the house for?
Well, it was my understanding I was supposed to be staying there until I got on my feet, I guess.
You just told me you were staying with your mother.
No, I said I stayed at my mom's for the weekend. And she said that I told her I'm going to need a place to stay until I get on my feet. I thought we were going to be able to stay friends, but that wasn't the case at all.
So she had put you out of the house, and
yeah.
I'd say I'm going to...
Apparently so. She wouldn't know, but...
Well, you just told me that she put you out of the house. I'm going to have to see if I can stay at my mom's for the weekend so I can get on my feet, which is what you just said.
No,
okay.
That's not...
Got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
And I saw him out in front, and I saw him actually stab the side of the tires.
Mr. Irvin, have you had any negative dealings
with
her?
No, ma'am.
You can't think of any reason that she would lie to me, can you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Donna Beerhouse says, ex-boyfriend Timothy Irvin slashed the tires and scratched the side of her truck.
Now, you want to tell me what happened when he came by at 8:30 in the morning?
He came by at 8:30 in the morning. He seen that I was walking outside.
Don't tell me what he saw.
Okay. I was leaving to take my boyfriend to work, my new boyfriend, and I drove off, and as I came back, all my tires were slashed.
Okay. And you didn't see what happened, but this person allegedly did, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Stand up. Is she a neighbor of yours?
Yeah, she lives behind my house. There's an apartment behind my house, up above the garage.
Tell me your name.
Jennifer Hernandez.
Ms. Hernandez, do you know Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Did you see him on the morning of the 5th of January?
Yes, I did.
Want to tell me what you observed, please?
My boyfriend and I drove up, and he was visibly upset. He was walking in front of the fence, and we parked right behind her truck in the driveway. So we drove up, and my boyfriend asked him, is everything okay, Timmy? And he's like, he was mad. He said she wouldn't let me in the house because she had a new boyfriend in there. And we just kind of like, okay, well, there's really nothing we can do about it. So we walked to the back upstairs of the apartment. In the apartment upstairs, you can see all the way to the street. And I saw him actually stab the side of the tires. And I went down there, but he was already gone by then, but that's all I saw.
When did you tell the plaintiff what you
saw? When she came home. It was not too long, like maybe, I don't know, half hour after that.
Did you go to her house?
Yes. Well, we live right in the back, yeah.
But did you go to her house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I have a bill for the tires, please?
Yes. Here's all my evidence. Just a bill? Okay.
Mr. Irvin.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever had any dealings with Ms. Hernandez? Negative. You had any negative dealings
with
her?
No, ma'am.
You know her boyfriend?
Yeah, I know her boyfriend. Okay. I've known him for about 20 years.
Okay. You can't think of any reason that she would lie to me, can you? Sure, she doesn't dislike you.
She's honest.
You don't dislike her, do you?
No, I don't even really know her.
Very good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Can I see photographs of the car, please? Do you have an estimate for paint?
I have a picture on my phone. He texted me the estimate.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. Sorry. It's right there. Along with the other pictures of the truck and tires.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,800. We're finished. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm very happy. He's been destroying my stuff for years, and it's about time I got something back out of it.
Well, I told her friend to come outside, and he came out with a bat and broke the windows out of my car, man.
Yes, he did, but that wasn't my fault. I didn't tell him to do it.
Yeah, I called him, but they already took off. They took off and were gone, so.
Broke my windows out years ago. That was one ego against another ego.
I'm good. I know the truth. She knows it, so.
Not to have your ex-boyfriend coming around when you got a new boyfriend?